Okay, good evening, everybody. This Shabbos, we read two sedras, Chukas and Balak. Again, this is the Shabbos in which we catch up to Eretz Yisrael. We've been a week behind since Shavuos. The second day of Shavuos, as you recall, was a Shabbos. So we laid on that Shabbos, a laning relating to Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no second day of Shavuos, so it just had Friday. And the second day was not Shavuos, it was regular Shabbos. They moved on to the next sedra, which was Naso, and we didn't read Naso till the following Shabbos. So we've been behind ever since, the last number of weeks. We've been behind Eretz Yisrael, but this week we catch up. Last week they laned Chukas last Shabbos, they laned Balak this Shabbos. We read Chukas and Balak together this particular Shabbos. So I'd like to look at something which emerges from Parshas Balak. Halacha Lemaisa, entitled the Shir, Waiting for the Rav, the Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva, before starting Chazoras HaShatz. We'll get to it through something which that the Gemara tells is very important. It's learned from other, among other places, from something happened here regarding Parshas Balak. The Pasuk says in the first source, Perek Chav Gimel, Bamidbar Pasuk Chav Beis, among the words of Shevach that Bilam uttered was Kael Motzi Am Mitzrayim Kesofos Reim Lo. It refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu as having taken Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It's his Mitzrayim. Okay, good. Then there's another pasuk in Parakov Dalad, pasuk Tes, source 2, describes Bnei Yisrael Kara Shachav Kaari Uchalavi Mi Kimenu. They crouch and lie down like a lion, and Ari is a lion, a lovey is a different type of lion. We'll get to that momentarily. And who can get them up and so on? The Varchecha Baruch Varecha, or whoever curses, blesses you is blessed, whoever curses you is cursed. Okay, those two psukim, I single them out, again, sources 1 and 2, but Perkov Gimel, Pasukov Beis, and Perkov Dal, Pasuk Tez, because they appear in the Gemara and Brachas, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. But the Gemara says as follows in source 3, Amar Abavoa Bar Zutrasi, Amar Yehuda Bar Zvida, Bikshu Likboa Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma. Chazal originally wanted to incorporate Parshas Balak into the Kriyashma. We say three paragraphs of Kriyashma, right? One from a couple weeks, one from the Parshas Veschanan, that's the Shema, and from Parshas Ekev, I'm Shema, from a couple weeks ago, right? The third Parsha of Bayomer, Parshas Tzitzit. They wanted originally to incorporate Parshas Balak. Now, probably doesn't mean all of Parshas Balak, probably not the narrative portion, and not the stuff at the end about the Benos Moav, but presumably the brachas and so on, that of course they were attempting, he attempted to curse them, but the brachas, they were supposed to be incorporated into the davening. Umipnei ma lo kavua, why wasn't it incorporated into the davening? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Torach Tzibur. Too long, it's a bother, it's a tircha de tzibura. It's too much trouble for the tzibur, it's long. And it would add a significant amount of time to davening, and therefore Chazal decided against it. That's what the Gemara says. Now, then the Gemara asks, my time of why did they want to incorporate in the first place? I mean, it's a nice story, but why was it so important to be incorporated in the first place? The Gemara says, Ilay mishum d'ksivba kel motziyam mitzrayim, if it's because of that first pasuk that talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim, which links to the third paragraph that we have of Kriyashma, which also ends on Yeshma Lakechma Sharot Seis Yitzchem Meretz Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's linked to that. Maybe that's why they wanted to incorporate it. So they said, no, that can't be. Because Lema Parshas Ribis or Parshas Mishkalos Tichsiba and Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are other sections, other passages in the Torah that also speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It mentions Parshas Ribis, which Rashi identifies. So I quoted the Psukim in Source 5. Parshas Behar, Perkhof Hei, starting in Pasuk Lamed Hei, through Lamed Ches, V'chi Amucha, Chicha, Mota Yodo, right, if somebody is poor and Mota Yodo, he's downtrodden and so on, and needs money, so he's supposed to lend him money, and it says, Al Tikach Mito Neshech V'Sabris, don't charge him ribbis, don't charge interest on the loan, okay? And it ends, look in Pasuk Lamed Ches, last Pasuk in 5, Ani Yashem Elokechem, Asher Otseis Lechem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lo Otseis Lechem Eretz Kanan, Lios Lechem Elokim, very similar to the Pasuk that ends Parshas Kriyashma, the third Parshas of Kriyashma, the Parshas of Tzitzis. So you could incorporate that. If that's why they wanted to incorporate Parshas Balak into davening, because it has Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim, well, this also has a reference to Yitzis Mitzrayim. In fact, it's almost the exact words as in Kriyashma. Or Parshas Mishkolos, of having fair and accurate weights and measurements, right? The pasuk that's in Kedoshim, that's how Rashi tells us in Source 4, Parshas Mishkolos, Avnei Tzedek. The brachos yud beis and beis, right? Avnei Tzedek, look what it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Lo Sasu Av Mishpat Ba Midah Ba Mishkolom Surah. You're not allowed to do anything off the, improper when it comes to all kinds of measurements, whether it's solid measurements, liquid measurements, space measurements, right? Mosnei tzedek lamed vav. You have to have accurate weights and measurement, weights and measurements. And again, it says at the end, ani Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeis yischem eretz Mitzrayim. It's the same thing. So getting back to the Gemara says it cannot be that they wanted to incorporate the story of Balak or the parasha of Balak into the davening because of this reference to Yitzchak Mitzrayim, because there are other such plays in the Torah too. Ella Amar Rabbi Yosef in the third line of source three, back in Brachos Yud Beis and Beis, Amar Rabbi Yosef Oven Mishum Desiba Haikra Kara Shachav Kaari Chalavim Yikimeno. It's the pasuk that I printed in source two in Parachav Dala pasuk test. That's the motivating factor. What's that about? Okay, we'll have to see. Kara Shachav. So Rashi says the Dami LeBeShach Bechav Kumecha. Notice in pasuk the source pasuk quoted in source two, the verbs are exactly parallel to Beshach Bechav Kumecha. Kara Shachav Kari Chalavi Miyikimenu. Right, so it's connected to the Kriya Shema where it says Beshach Bechav Kumecha both in the first parasha and the second parasha. So here it also speaks about Shchiva and Kima. So that's the parallel. That's what Rashi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomreinu B'Shach Benu Kumeinu Lishkov V'Shleimu Shketim Karech Laver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us both when we're awake and when we're sleeping. Right? So that's the connection to Kriya Shema. So that's why they wanted to incorporate the Parsha into the davening every day. So ask the Gemara, it's because of that Pasuk. So the Lema Hai Pesukah V'Sulo. So say that Pasuk. Just incorporate that Pasuk. Why do you have to say the whole Parsha? You're going to say the whole parsha is Bilam just because that one pasuk? Just say that. Just build that one pasuk into the davening. What's the problem? Where it says, an interesting answer, Gemiri, called parsha the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu paskinim, the low pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu low paskinim. We're not allowed to stop in the middle of a parsha that Moshe didn't stop in. Now, we're familiar with that with regards to psukim, called psuka the low pasuk Moshe. We don't say half a pasuk. Right? You know, on Friday nights, as Kiddush begins, Vayera Vayvoke Yom HaShishi. That's half a pasuk. Some people say to themselves the whole pasuk. Vayera Lakim is called Shara Sov, and he told Mahod Vayera Vayvoke Yom HaShishi. They don't want to say half a pasuk. Or by Hagba, say Vizos HaTorah Shes Samosha Vinei Yudhi Yisrael, that's a pasuk. Al Pi Hashem Yad Moshe, that's a half a pasuk. So some people say, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, it's Mishmeres Hashem Shomar, Al Pi Hashem Yad Moshe. That's a whole pasuk. People don't want to split up psukim. But we're saying it here in a parsha also. It's difficult to understand, but you can't just quote one pasuk from a whole parsha, and therefore you'd be stuck saying the whole parsha. So why didn't they do it? Because it was too much tircha ditzibur. Okay, now, just to digress a little bit before we get to the main subject, it's interesting. Anyway, the Marsha there in Brachos Yud Beis and Beis is bothered a little bit by this pasuk. I mean, it relates to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis because it says B'shach B'cha and Mikimenu Kriya Shema Shel Sharches B'kumecha. But he thinks the truth of the matter is, and he quotes of a Medrash Tanchuma, I think that's the wrong pasuk. The pasuk we have in the Gemara text that we have, which is I printed in source two, Perkov Dal pasuk test, Kara Shachav Kara Chavim Kmeno. The Marsha thinks that's not the pasuk they meant. It's a mistake. The pasuk they meant is similar, but it's a different pasuk. I printed in source eight, Perkov Gemel pasuk Chav Dalad. Hein Am Kilav Yakum B'Charias Nasa Lo Yishkav Ad Yochal Terev V'Dam Chalam Yishter. Pasuk, that pasuk also has b'shach b'chov kumecha, the same verbs, same form of the verbs, but there, okay, Chazal darshan that pasuk as relating to the recitation of Kriya Shema. That pasuk printed in source 8, Parakov Gimel pasuk of Dalad, is taka understood by Chazal as relating to Kriya Shema. Rashi and Chumash quotes, look in Chav Dalad 9. Kishen omdim mishen asum shachris, when people, when Jews get up in the morning, in the morning, hey, misgabrin kalavichar lachto, samitza, lilbos talas, likros es shema, onech tfilin. There's a reference that's under that pasuk is understood by Chazal. We get up in the morning, we right away run to do mitzvahs, and we say Kriya Shema. And in the evening, Lo Yishkav Amitoso, right? Ketzad Korei Shema Amitoso, Kriya Shema Shalamita. So says the Maharsha, there in Brachos Yud Beis and Beis in the Kedusha HaKadosh in 7, he thinks that's the pasuk the Gemara had in mind. It's a similar pasuk, but it's a little different. And that pasuk is connected by Chazal to Kriya Shema. Memela, that's the pasuk he thinks it means, that they wanted, that caused them to want to incorporate it to Kriya Shema. Just, again, it's a complete parenthetical mark. I came across this, that's what I'm sharing with you. You know, you have different words used for lion. So in Eov, Parak Dalad, Pasuk Yud, and Yud Alev, talks about Shagas Aryeh, the roar of the lion. The Kol Shachal is a different kind of lion. Vishinei Kfarim, Okay, Laish Oveid Ubnei Lavi is Pardu. So Rashi there in Eov, Paragdal Pasikun 11, says, Ari Gedol, Ari is the biggest, Shachal is a medium, and Kfir is a cotton. Different words for different types of lions. And the Radak elaborates further, Radak and Shoftim, Paragud Dalad, Pasik Hey and Shoftim by Shimshon. And he says, Kfir Arayos, right? He came to that, remember that lion's den. Anyway, Radak says, and that Pasik 13, Hakfir gadol migur, v'aryeh gadol mekfir, v'alavi gadol m'aryeh, v'alayish gadol m'alavi. Okay, it's a different size of lions. If you're interested in lions and the words used for lions in the text, and cubs and so on and so forth, you can look over there and see it. That's just a parenthetical mark. But anyway, in 14 is the Medrash Tanchuma here in Parshas Balak in Siman Yudalit. That's the Medrash Tanchuma that Marsha quoted. And the Medrash extrapolates this pasuk, as we just said, as relating to Kriyashma. And each night we go to sleep, we say Kriya Shema. And he quotes the Pasuk, I print him 15, Tilim Perek, Laman Al Pasuk Vav. B'yad Chav Kid Ruchi, B'adi Sosh Shem Kel Emes. I give my soul over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects it, the famous Pasuk in 16, Tilim Perek, Kof Kuf Laman, Pasuk Vav. Naf Shil Hashem, Mishom Boker, Shom Boker. We give our soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait till the morning and so on. So the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Balak, on that second Pasuk, the Pasuk we had in Source 8 in Parakov Gil, Pasuk Dalad, Heinam Kilavi Yakum, that's the Pasuk the Marsha thinks was the one that they wanted, was the one that caused them to want to incorporate Balak into, Parsha Balak into Kriyashma, because that Pasuk relates to Kriyashma the way Chazal understood it. Okay. The Pnei Yoshua there in Brachas has a totally different approach. The Pnei Yoshua in Brachas, Yud Beis and Beis, Source 17. The Pnei Yoshua says, he thinks totally different. As I said, sort of lula d'stafina. I'd like to give a whole different thing because, after all, he said, I mean, you know, it's very tamur. Third line, tamur lomar shebikshuli bo parish balav kriyshma mishum high craw. Just because one pasuk has to do with kriyshma, okay, but that's why. So he says something very different. He says again, it's not what the Gemara says, but he says it. Peshua says, I think, you know, if I weren't afraid, I would tell you the following. There's a pasuk in Micha, Perek Vav Pasuk 18. It's in the Haftorah for this Shabbos. In the Haftorah for this Shabbos, for Micha and Treyoser. It says, listen to this one. Ami zechor na mayatz balak melech ma'ov me'ara oso bilam ben bor. The Navi says, my nation, remember the idea that Balak has and how Balak had and how Bilam responded. Okay, Laman Das Tzidko, Minashitim al-Gilgal, that's where it was. Okay, Laman Das Tzidko Hashem. Notice the opening words. Ami zechorna, remember. That sounds like Zohar, right? So we know there's certain things we're supposed to remember all the time. Zohar, it's Shiatzos Mitzrayim. Zohar, it's almost Shabbos HaKadosh, right? Shiatzos Mitzrayim, Shabbos. Parsha Zohar, Purim, remember Amalek, right? Many Siddurim print after the Shir Shayom, at the end of Shachar, six things you're supposed to remember on a daily basis. Some Siddurim, especially Sephardi Siddurim, take a look, have 10 things. And among those added is this one, not from the Torah, but it's from Navi. Ami zecharna mayatz balak melamach o me'anos o bilam ben bor. It says zecharna, again, not in the Torah. You have to remember. So the Pnei Yoshua says that's why they wanted to incorporate Parshas Balak into Kriya Shema, because we have a mitzvah to remember it. Again, he acknowledges it's not what it's not what the Gemara says, but he says the truth of the matter is the story of Balak comes up in Torah and in Nevi'im and in Ksuvim. And there's Yushalmi like that. Okay, the Pnei Yoshua doesn't make this up. There's Yushalmi in Brachas Perek Aleph Halacha Hey 19. It says, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Yehuda bar Zuda b'din hayu sheyukar in Parsha Balak u'bilam chol yom. Yushalmi says, we should really read this Parsha every day as part of davening. Why don't we do it? Lo atriach es atzibur. Fine. Why? He says, Shechiva Kima, that's one answer. But then he says, it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the third answer is, Omer V'Allah Zimineisha Ksuva B'Torah U'B'Neviyim U'Ksuvim. This story is mentioned in Torah and Ksuvim. And the Pnei Yoshua explains in 20, where is it in Torah, Neviyim, Ksuvim, and so on and so forth. Right, the first answer to the Yushalmi is similar to the Bavli. But the Yushalmi is the third answer. Well, it's in the Torah, okay, obviously. Okay, and it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus that the Yerushalmi mentions that I print in Source 21, Parakov Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Lo hibit oven mi Yaakov, lo ra'om vi saw Hashem ala kavim osuos melech bo. We quote that Pasuk in Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, in the Shmon Esrei, right? But it's in the Torah. In Navi, we just read the Pasuk in Micha, Ami, Zechorna, and so on, back in Source 18. And in Ksuvim, in Nehemiah, Perek Yud Gimel, source 22. What does it say? Bayomahu nikra b'sefer Moshe b'ozneham v'nimtza kosva sheloyavo amonium ovi b'kala alkim arulam beiz kilo kidmas b'nei saw b'alech mamayim v'yiskol aves bilom l'kala v'alfach alakena klal ibracha. So Nehemiah, it says they came upon a pasuk. The pasukim I printed in Parshas Kisei say Perakov Gimel pasukim dalat tuvav that a Moavi is not allowed to convert, but he can't marry into the Jewish people. Okay, a male Moavi he can convert, but he can't marry into the regular kohol. Okay, why? You have two reasons. One, they didn't give you food when you came out of Mitzrayim. You travel on and travel through their land. But two, at the end of pasuk hey, Vasher Sochar Alechas Bilam Ben Baor Mipsora Maharayim, because they hired Bilam to try and curse you. Of course, Pasuk Vav, Hashem didn't want to listen, so he turned the curse into a bracha. But it mentioned Nehemiah as well. So the Parsha of Balak is in Torah, Nevi'im, Iksuvim, and Chazal wanted to include it, because, and the only reason they didn't is because it's Tirchad Tzibur. For those interested, I printed in source 24, not going to now, that it's Siv. In his commentary on that Gemara in Brachas, Yud Beis Meis, the Merome Sada, he's bothered by this whole, what do you mean called Parsha, the Lo Pasuk Moshe? What do you mean? A lot of times, what do we do on Monday and Thursday? We don't read the whole Parsha, we just read till Sheni. What do you mean? So he distinguishes between starting and not finishing, or just doing the second half and not the first half. That's what he talks about. He says, as far as Monday and Thursday is concerned, well, we're going to finish it on Shabbos. That's what the Magen Avraham says. It's in Reish Pei Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. His introduction is in Reish Pei Beis 25. Tzarech ir in the Karmi Beis Heyum Afsikin Afilu B'Parshalo Pascha Moshe. Tzarech ir in Tzarech Lomar Kem Shaddai Tel Hashim L'Mochi. Tomorrow, Shabbos, you're going to finish it. But anyway, that's the story with that. But the background to all of this is, or the upshot of all this is, it's just a long introduction. I think some interesting side issues. Mela, that we have a concept called Tirchad Tzibur. We spoke about it a few years ago. This Torah Tzibur. And for that reason, as important as we've just demonstrated, as the Parsha Balak is, the Navi Micha that we read in the Haftarah Shabbat tells us, remember this event, Zechami Zecharna, Mayat Balak Ben Tzipor, Ano Oso Bilam Ben Bor. You have to remember it. It's one of the Zechiras. It's mentioned in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, right? Why don't we do it? Tirchad Tzibur. So what I like to focus on, obviously, Tirchad Tzibur is an important concept. And therefore, many times you come to shul, yeshivas, and so on and so forth. So the rabbi, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rebbe, whatever, daven the long Shemoneh Esrei. Why aren't we concerned about Tirchad Tzibur there? People are waiting, they want to go on, right? They have to wait for the rabbi to finish. So the truth of the matter is, it's correct, it's Taka Taina. The Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Aleph and Aleph 26 says, Tanya Amar Behuda, Kachayim min Hogo Shabbat Kiva, Kashum Ispalam at Tzibur, Hem Kat Serva Olam Ne Torah Tzibur. Rabbi Akiva, presumably they waited for him, it was Rabbi Akiva. They knew that, so therefore when he daven bit Tzibur, he would shorten his Tvila. Because he didn't want to have to wait because of Tirchad Tzibur. Rabbi Akiva Taka, that's the Gemara says. Right? Now, Rabbi Yonah on that Gemara, it's on the riff in the Brachas, Chav Beis and Beis in the page of the riff. He says very clearly, important, 27. Lo Shah Mekatze Menusach HaTfila. He didn't shorten the actual text of davening. Ela Shelo Hayamarech Harbe B'Tachnunim. He didn't add a lot of personal supplications into the davening, which he would ordinarily say if he was davening himself. Or he wouldn't think so much about every single word. You know, the story joke of the two Hasidim are talking about their Rebbes, okay, who's got a greater Rebbe. And the one Rebbe was known for davening very, very slowly. The other Rebbe was known for davening very, very quickly. So one Hasid said, you know, my Rebbe is unbelievable. He's davening every single word of the Shemoneh Esrei, every word. He stops and he thinks about the meaning and the depth of what the word means. Every word, that's how much davening means to him. The other chassid says, my Rebbe, he loves davening so much, he says one word of the Shemoneh Esrei, can't wait to say the next word. Right? It depends on your perspective, right? Anyway, but that's what Rabbi Kiva used to, shorten his tefillah, not the actual text, but that's how the Rabbi Yonah, son of Lunil, also there in the Riff and Brachas on Chof Beis and Beis, the page of the Riff, the Masal Toch and Liban 28. When he davened B'tzibur, he would do what he had to do to be Yotze, of course, with proper kavana. Didn't rush through the tefillah. Let's not make a mistake. He just didn't add on extra things and so on and so forth. So from that Gemara, it seems clear that you should not, the Tirchad Tzibur is important. Again, not to say that the person davening should skip things or say something without kavana. Just don't add, right? So if we look now at source 29. The Rimagash has a tshuva in Simon Kufpei. The Rimagash was the Rebbe, one of the early Rishonim, was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. Rama's father was Rabbeinu Maimon, Moshe ben Maimon. So Rabbeinu Maimon's father was Moshe ben Maimon's father was Rabbeinu Maimon. Rabbeinu Maimon's Rebbe was the Rima Gash. I think the Rama met him when he was a little young boy. He met the Rima Gash. But anyway, so the Rima Gash in some Kuf Pei, he says, Yodienu, there was asked, Yodienu, the name Hoya Shatz Marech Betfiloso, Kadelaso, Tfiloso Tachnunim, Oktsas Man Shakol, Imrech Kamoke, In Yesh Limchos Biodam Bezemlo. Certain people are davening very long. Should we stop them or not? Okay, and he writes, Shat Shemar Tfiloso, if the Chazan is davening a very long Shemar Esrei, so he writes like this, Im Hoya B'tzibur Mi Shemar Kamo Me'os V'sheish Hechrek L'tzibur L'amti L'hem, if other people in the Tzibur are also davening very slow, you're waiting for them anyway, in the minion, okay, so then no, ain't all B'zeh Oban, he can, but Vim Ein B'tzibur Me'achar O'marech B'tfiloso Zulos, so, but if he's the only one, okay, then Ro'i Lo Lios Lo Derech Eretz, Umuz Yishav Derech Eretz for the Tzibur, okay, not make them wait. And he refers to this Gemara. So that's what the Rima Gash paskins, that if the other people in Shul daven solely anyway, okay, so he can daven solely too. But if he's the only one, then he shouldn't be matriach letzibur. The Rambam paskins that way himself. Hilchos Tfila Perek Vav Halacha Beis 30. Hamispalim atzibur lo yarech tfilos yosem midai. Don't prolong it too long. Now, of course, that's a loaded phrase. Yosemidai, how long? Okay, how long? But yeah, davening by yourself, you can daven all day. It's up to you. Okay, but with other people involved, it shouldn't be yosemidai. And the Rashba also, the Tshuva 31, Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish, Tes Vav, and the Tshuva's Rashba. When we call Mokum, Kol Shul Marach, with Tulasa, Lo Tovasa. Should become a Mokomus, or a Katzmit, Tarach Tzibur. And he quotes him in a Rebbe Akiva. So, you see from these, we've shown him that it's not really proper for a person to daven long Shemar Esrei, if by doing so he's keeping people have no, like a daven yeshiva, a lot of people daven slowly anyway. So okay, you can daven slowly too. It's understood, but other minyanim perhaps not. So there's a tshuva, an important tshuva on this subject from Charles Jews Binyamin Zev, 32, in Simon Kuf Samach Ches. Binyamin Zev lived in the early 1500s, so he's really kind of borderline, considered an Achron, but really borderline, you know, end of the Rishon, beginning of the Achron, early Achron, Shua is Binyamin Zev. It's important because the Ramah quotes him on this issue. That's how we come up with it, because it's quoted in the Ramah and the Dark Emotions, we'll see. But I printed the whole Shua here. Binyamin Zev, Shua is Binyamin Zev, Simon Kuf Samaches, he's a rabbi in Greece. He writes as follows. Balashar Kasavta de Noeg Shatz, Keshamashim Tilas Lachash, Verotelis Baba Korom. Apparently, by his time, the minig was that Chazan davened the silent Shemar Esrei, and he's ready to start the loud Shemar Esrei, the Chazor Shashat. The Yesham Chacham O Echad Mechashum Shelo Hishlam Tvila. So, was a Tamar Chacham there, Rav, or someone else, an important, dignified, you know, dignitary is there. But also Sheikh Tzibur, who didn't finish davening, but also Sheikh Tzibur Mamtin Ostad Shashim Tvila. So they wait. Afilu Shekvar Shimu Kol Akol, even though the rest of the congregation is done. Nielan is daiti the ain linog min exempt. I think it's wrong. Don't. That's an improper custom. Da bekam makomus matzino the darshu chazal the chashu chazal mitarach tibur. Tircha the tibur chazal considers something extremely important. Okay, and he gives some examples. He gives two examples here. Sefer Torah ain anigal but tibur. Okay, and also not to read ain kar mechum shem beis haknas recover at tibur. What's he referring to? So let's stop at the minyan zev. I printed the sources down below. What he's referring to. The Mishnah in Yuma, Samech Ches Amabeis, 33, tells the following. It's talking about the Avodas Hayom on Yom Kippur. And part of the Avoda on Yom Kippur was that the Kohen Gadol had to read certain passages from the Torah about Yom Kippur, including from Parshas Achrei Mos, which was what we lane for Shachris on Yom Kippur, and also a little bit from Emma, which we don't lane on Yom Kippur, and also what we lane is the Maftir from Parshas Pinchas. That was part of the Avodas Hayom on Yom Kippur. Okay, and the Kohen Gadol at a certain point in the service would read from the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah described is in Yuma on Samach Ches on Beis 33. The Mishnah says, Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros. So a side point, he didn't have to necessarily wear the white garments. What he wore is not our issue now. And they had a whole ceremony. Chazan HaKnesses Notel Sefer Torah V'Nos Notel Rosh HaKnesses. And the Rosh HaKnesses was gone. It's gone. There was a whole ceremony. They made a big production. One person took the Sefer Torah, our own, among the exalted, you know, the higher ranking people, and he gave it to a higher ranking priest, and they passed it on to the Kohen Gadol. Fine. Kohen Gadol Omeidu Mekabel Mekore Achremos Be'ach Be'osar. Okay? he would read in this Beis HaKnesset Rashi in 34, says Hayasamuch Lazar Harabayis. There was like a little shul where they kept the Sefer Torah right near the Harabayis. Okay, on the Harabayis, right near the Azor, and the Kohen Gadol would read. Okay, from Parshas Achrimos, which again is what we lane on Yom Kippur morning, and also Ach Be'osah. That's an emor. We don't lane that on Yom Kippur. Then V'golo Sofer Torah, who closed the Sefer Torah Menepachayko, he put it away, hold on to it, and he would say, Yosir Masha Krosenichem Kosov Khan. There's more in here that I didn't read. And what would he then do? Ube Osir Shemachumash Apkudim Kora Alpen. In Chumash Apkudim, that's Bemidbar. And Be'osir Lachodim, that's in Parshas Pinchas. That's the Maftir that we read on Yom Kippur morning. That he would read Be'alpeh. He would read that by heart. Okay? In other words, because that's not found. Achrimos and Emor right next to each other. So you could roll a little bit. But he would not roll all the way to the end of Pinchas. He would read it Baal Peh. Okay? And the Gemara explains, Rashi tells the Gemara explains why. So let's look on 35. The Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara tells why. Why not just roll the Sefer Torah there and read the next thing? Omer Huna Beredi Yeshua Omer Sheshav Shein Golan Sefer Torah but Tzibur Menei Kavarat Tzibur. It's not covered to the tzibur. They're going to sit around and wait while you have to roll the Sefer Torah. It's not proper. You should not roll the Sefer Torah when you cover the tzibur. And Rashi says there in Yuma, Ayin Amal 36, Shumit Tzapin V'domun L'ka. They have to sit and be quiet, and we know what happens. I mean, every once in a while it happens by us. They take out the wrong Sefer Torah. It's in the wrong place. They forgot to roll it. They have to roll it. It becomes a whole tumult in the shul. It's disrespectful. It's not covered at tzibur. The Rambam paskens this way. In Paragimel of Hilchas Avodos Yom Kippurim, Halacha Tes, he says they would read it, and which garments you wore, fine. Halacha Yud, Ketzad, he would sit there, and they would bring the Sefer Torah to him. And he also said it would read Al Peh, and he says at the very end there, Halacha Yud, V'lama Kor Al Peh, Shein Golan Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. You don't roll the Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. And that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins. In Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, Kriya Sefer Torah, Simon Kuf Mem Dalad, Baruch Haim, Siv Gimel, 38. Ein Golan Sefer Torah B'Tzibur, Mnei Kavad HaTzibur. Now, he says, Ein Laim Ela Sefer Torah Echad. Shul only has one Sefer Torah, right? Let's say it's Shabbos or Shchodes, something like that. There's no choice. Okay, so then they go, and what can you do? Yidcha Kavod HaTzibur, no choice. All right? But that's sometimes now with the backyard minyanim that we have someplace that don't want Sefer Torah. Okay, so no choice. So once in a while, we have that also, no one Sefer Torah. But other than that, you should avoid rolling the Sefer Torah in public. And as Mishnah Berurah explains, it's got in your Dalad. Now, by the way, in Simchat Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, if you need to read two Sefer Torah, then roll it during Pesukah Dezimra. Best thing is to roll it before. A good Gabbai who's on top of things knows, rolls in advance. Okay? My son was, for a number of years, the Gabbai in the Wadi Beis Medrash. So there was one of the security people there. Okay, guys from Y.U. will know. One of the security people there knew all the dinim. You know, he knew he would say to my son before, you need two this week, right? He knew it was Parsha Shkolim. Oh, I know you need two because you have a lot of different minyanim, a lot of different aronos, kodesh throughout the. Oh, you need two this week. Somehow he was on top of the luach, you know. but it reminded the guy, but you got to roll it, you know. Anyway, so you try and do it beforehand. Good. And if there's no choice, then there's no choice. You have to push aside Kavanat Tzibur. So getting back to the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, there in 32. So he says, you see how important Kavanat Tzibur is. Okay? So if that's the case, then you can't wait for this one person. It's not fair to hold up the whole Tzibur. We don't even want to hold up the Tzibur to roll the Sefer Torah. Make other Rai. Unless your mom is stuck, okay. But if you can avoid it, you can avoid it. The other Rai he brings is not so much Kavanat, it's not so much Tirchat Tzibur, but Kavarat Tzibur, how important Kavarat Tzibur is. Okay, the Gemara in Gittin, Samach Amar Aleph, says 40, Rabbi Rav Yosef Amar Tarayo, Ein Karin B'chum Shim Reves HaKnes Vishim Kavarat Tzibur. What is a Chumish? Chumish doesn't mean we call a Chumish. In those days before printing, so people would write just in a scroll, like our Megillahs, they would write just Chumish Bereishis, just Chumash Mos, just Chumash Rikr, just Chumash Bamidra, just Chumash Dvarim. Then I have a whole Sefer Torah. And that's what we would learn from. You don't have printing. What did you learn out of? Talmud Torah, what did you learn out of? You had a scroll which had the Chumash Bereishis in it, right? That's what Rashi says in 14. They had like our Sefer Torah. Anyway, the Rambam writes, it's certainly mutter to do it, Perek Zayin, Alokha Yadal, Rav Hilchos, Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes, mutter lichtev Torah kol chumash v'chumash b'fnei atzmo, but v'ein bohen kedusha Sefer Torah. They don't have kedusha Sefer Torah. It's not a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah means the entire Torah. But still, it's it has kedusha v'chumish. Now, just as a side point, the Rashba disagrees in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Dalet 43. He holds, the Rashba holds that it does have kedusha sefer Torah. Just you can't be yotzei kriyas haTorah. You can't lean from it. You can't. It has kedusha sefer Torah. Okay, but we don't lean from it. Okay. Anyway, the Rambam Paskin in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tfilah Halacha Chav Gimel 44. Ain karim v'chum shem b'tei kness v'shum kavod ha'tzibur. It's not right. Even though we're up to parsh balak. So I have one of these scrolls that's just chumash b'midbar. You don't do it. It's m'shum kavod ha'tzibur. And the very same halacha the Rambam writes we spoke about before. Ain golin sefer torah b'tzibur de torah ha'tzibur. So obviously the link between kavod ha'tzibur and torah ha'tzibur. The Rambam puts them in the same halacha, right? They're linked together. Shalayatriyach aleim alamo omdin al shigol sefer torah, etc. Okay, and that's why I take out, and that's your right. If it's Torah, Liko, Shnei, Yonim, Otsi, and Shnei, Sifrei Torah. If it's Shabbos, or Shchodesh, something, it's Parshas Shkolim, or Parshas Pora, whatever, you take out two Sifrei Torah, fine. That's what's said in Shulchan Aruch 2. It's in Reish, Pei, Gimel of Yoridea. Hilchos Sifrei Torah. Sif Ali writes, Mutter Lichtov, Kol HaTorah, Chumash, Natsmo. But if he passed like the Rambam, Ein, Baim, Kedusha, Sifrei Torah, Sholim. Okay, and the Yesh Mishomer, that's the Rashba, Shein, Kesefer Torah, Chodrem, El Shein, Karn, Rem, Tzibur. Fine, aside Machlokas. But, In Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah 46, Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Orachaim Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, "In Kosu Kachomus Avado, Afilo Begilich Sefer Torah, even if it's rolled like a Sefer Torah, ain't Karin Ben Achiubo Kol Chamisha Chomshim Tfurim Biyachad. We only lain from something with all five are sewn together. Okay, why? The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Zion 47, Mi Kavod HaTzibur. What's the Kavod HaTzibur? It's the Shaar HaTzion. And Ozvov says." Shalom Yomru Sheilam Sefer Torah Shalema Vizeganailahim. Because people are going to say, what kind of shul doesn't have a Sefer Torah? Right? The people are going to say, talk bad about this shul. They're going to say, they don't even have a whole Sefer Torah in this shul. That's an embarrassment to the people in the shul. So you see how far Kavod HaTzibur goes. Don't read from one of these, even if you hold this Kedusha Sefer Torah like Lashbo, but don't lean from it. Why? It's a lack of Kavod HaTzibur. People are going to say, well, you know, the shul doesn't even have a Sefer Torah. So it's a genai, it's an embarrassment for the shul. So it's getting back to Binyamin Zev now, in 32. So he writes, so you see how important the Kavod HaTzibur is. And then in the second paragraph, we didn't read before, he quotes, let's go back to 32 if we can. V'kai gavna matzos b'shem Rabbeinu Shimshon, he quotes other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Shimshon and Rabbi Rabbeinu Yosef, k'shesimu tzibur l'spal tzitzichas brachos, v'chaz ha'imam tzim l'haskul tfilah b'koron b'shul echad yochad shu b'tzibur v'shtayim v'shosho, ha'yagor bo. Rabbeinu Shimshon would not want people to, wait. He would tell people, don't wait. You have to go on. V'omer ein chorishay l'hamtin l'echad. V'lo shen l'shay, you can't wait for one, two, or three people. If the tzibur is done, you have a minion, and then you got to go on. Ein roi l'atriachayim. And Rabbeinu Shimshon, ha'yasham yoshab yeshiva, he would wait. And Rabbi Shimshon said, no, don't wait. And he brings another interesting raya, okay, about Kavod and Torah HaTzibur from something relating to Birchas Kohanim. And here he calls it a third thing, Emas HaTzibur. Take a look now. I printed this for you over here in source 49, the Psukim by Birchas Kohanim. Right in Parshas Naso, Parak Vav of Midbar Pesukim Chav Beis Chav Gimel. By Daber Shalom Shleimor, Daber Alam Abon of Leimor, Kosev Aruch Mezal Amor Lohem, Kosev Aruchu Amor Lohem, Kosev Aruchu. What is Kosev Aruchu? Says the Gemara in Sota Lam Chesman Al 50, Ponim El Ponim. Okay, and the Gemara concludes Ke Adam Amor Lachaveru. You're supposed to Kohanim is supposed to speak to the people face to face like you're talking to a friend. Many people are very nervous about that. You're not supposed to look at the Kohanim. And when we're little, you're told you get blinded if you look at the Kohanim. It doesn't exactly mean that. But we're not supposed to gaze at the Kohanim. Why? Because the Kohanim have the Shekhinah with them. So you're not supposed to gaze at the Shekhinah. So many people, but I've seen this, there are people who they're so nervous about this, they turn their back. Mamas turn around, face the other way. I've seen it in my own eyes. Okay? Many other people pull the talus all over their head. Okay, nothing wrong with that. I don't have to do that myself. Because the truth is, the Kohanim have the talus over there. You can't see them anyways. Right, the Kohanim pull their talus all the way over their head, so you can look straight ahead, and you're not going to see anything, just talus. So, okay, but many people want to pull their talus over their head. They bring their kids on. Okay, nothing wrong with it. Okay, but it's not necessary. It has to be ponim el ponim. That's to face the Kohanim. Okay, now it's in, and that's the Rambam Paskins. Parak Yud Dal of Hilchos Tfilah Nesiyas Kapayim Alocha Gimel. Kates and Nesiyas Kapayim, when they go up, they stand and face the Aron, and then when the time to the bracha, they turn around and then they begin the bracha. Okay, but the Rambam is already hinting at the fact, you know, when they say Birchas Kohanim, their back is to the Aron, right? They're facing the Tzibur. The Kohanim's back is to the Aron. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Sim Kuf Chav Chay, Sifid Aleph. Okay? Shvach Zirin Pneim Klapa, Mevorachan Asher, Kedishonu, Begdushos, Shul Aron, Vetzihon Lavorach, Esam Yisrael Bahavo, and their back is to the Aron. So it's fascinating. The Gemara in Sota, Mem Amad Aleph says, 54, Omer Yitzhak, Le'olam Te Emas Tzibur Alecha, have proper reverence for the Tzibur. Shari Kohanim, Pneim Klapa, Amba Chareim Klapa Shechina. Right? The Aron is the place of the Shechina. Right? People stand, their back is to the Aron. You know, unbelievable. Okay, and in fact, the Gemara goes on to say, maybe that's another rejection again, why the Kohanim shouldn't duchen with shoes on, because, you know, if a guy's shoes is torn or something like that, it's for a different reason. The Gemara thinks at first it's because of Kavod HaTzibur. But anyway, based upon all of this, okay, you see the concept of Emas HaTzibur. So therefore, the Chuvas Binyamin Zeb. Now let's look at 56. The Ramah and the Dark Emotion, or Orachayim Sim Kuf Chav Dalad, quotes this Binyamin Zeb. That's why it's important. And he quotes it, and he brings it down, and he says, therefore, it's not proper to wait. Okay? What bigger tircha letzibur? In fact, that's his language. If you look back in 32, I think he writes, ain lecha, I have to find the words now. He says, no bigger tircha letzibur than making people wait around doing nothing while they're waiting for some guy to finish. Okay? That's the biggest tircha letzibur is. I think he writes such a lashon. Okay, that's how the Ramah paskins in the Shulchan Aruch as well. In Tzimkuf Chav Dalet Tziv Gimel 57. V'myei shechidim bakol marichim b'tfilosun ein l'shatz laham t'ilayim afilu hoyu chashuva ya'ir. They're the most important people in town, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Don't wait. Okay? So, if we stop right here, we should say to the rabbi, what else? As long as you like. We're not waiting. Okay? However, the one of Rum writes in Sivkot and Zion, the Achshav Nahagu Lahamtin Ala Av Bezdin. One of Rum writes that the Minig now is we do it. Even though the din, as we saw in the Beis Hamishonim, the early Achronim, don't wait, back to Bekiva, he wouldn't be Marich, but you don't have to wait for somebody who is. But the one of Rum says, nonetheless, the Minig is we do wait. Why? V'nirili Atam, Sherov HaNashim Ispalam Arutzach. You know what the problem is? He says, the problem is not that the rabbi is davening slowly. The problem is everyone else is davening too fast. Right? And what he's saying is, yeah, people run through the davening. So those people who are trying to daven a little more slowly, you know, they'll miss Kedusha, right? They'll miss Kedusha, not right. And therefore the Mohan Abram says, don't be in such a rush. That's what he's saying. It's not that the rabbis daven or the other people are davening too slowly. It's that members of the tzibur are davening too quickly. That's the problem. And he says, "Lachein nirali the afim ain av bezin beir." Even though there's no rabbi in town, there's no rabbi at that minyan. This is one of the other minyan, and the rabbi's not there. So who do you wait for? She said, "You should wait for the people who are known to daven word per word." Now he does say, "Avo kishemarech ain lahamdin," but not too long. Again, you have to strike that balance. Shouldn't go too long. And mentions the Bekiva. The Machzah Shekel on that Mogad of Roman Sim Kuf Chav Dalet over Chaim Sikot and Zion. Stress it like we mentioned before. Bekiva would shorten his tefillah. Not that he skipped anything. Not that he didn't daven with kavana and so on. He just didn't prolong it. And that's correct. All right. The Elia Rabba in Sikot and Vav in 60 adds something else. The Elia Rabba says, first of all, he says, listen, maybe it's a lesson to people. You're going to have to wait for the rabbi anyway, so you may as well daven a little more slowly yourself. Right? That's what he says. People learn. They're not getting anywhere anyway. You're not getting a jump on it. You have to be anyway, right? You know, sometimes I would say to Talmid and Yashir, you know, guys would go for, not in the, you know, when I, the younger students, high school students, you know. So say, you know, you have to be here anyway. May as well learn. You can't go. You know, the gym's not open. No recess now. You have to be here anyway. May as well learn. Right? So that's what the Elia Rabba says. You have to wait with Rabba anyway. Maybe daven more slowly yourself. That's he writes, right? Shayomu belav hachit tzrichim on the wait anyway. Okay? And he quotes the same thing that Minig is to wait. But he writes again, and something else also important, he says, in the last line of 60, the ein bezeh torach tzibur sheh mochel al kavodom. You have to know also the shul. Some shuls, they're mochel. Yeah, there's a din of kavod tzibur that we saw in the Mishon, the Binyamin Zeb stressed, and we saw that from several different gemaras, the gemara about, you know, not rolling the Sefer Torah and the Gemara, not reading Chumashim, Kavarat Tzibur, and the Gemara, the Kohanim could face the Tzibur, even though they turn their back to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yaron. Yeah, okay, but they can be Mochel in their Kavod. And the assumption is, for the sake of the Rav, or certainly the Yeshivas and so on, the Daven son and Mochel on it. So that's those are two important things about the Rav. One, people Daven more slowly, and have to wait anyway. Two, the Mochel on their Kavod. The Mishnah Berurah brings us in Sivkot and Yud Gimel of Sivan Kuf Chav Dalet, 61. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Chashuv Eir, and he says, because most people run through the davening, and he quotes this Mogen Avraham. Also, on the other hand, again, don't make it too long. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch himself writes, the Siman Nun Gimel, Sifir Alep, Orachim 62. Don't lose sight of the Torah HaTzibur. And the Yamshul Shlomo in Chulin Perak Aleph, Siman Nun 63, talks about, what about on Shabbos and Yontif? You know, it's one thing you have some 6:30 minyan someplace, you know, and it's understood people have to run to work, they have to catch a bus and so on, they have to run. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe they're not running anywhere, right? It's not the same, especially now, the whole long day, right? So sometimes we understand people have to get to work, an early minyan, they need to get to work, okay? But what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? But the Yamshul Shoma writes, even Shabbos and Yom Tov, it depends on the Ratzon HaKol. After ruts on a call, he says, even if the call is okay, still don't make it too long. Okay, but that's the important point that the Rabbah also made, the idea of ruts on her call. Okay, the Baraitim quotes that in Sivkot and Tez Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah also in Siminun Gimel, Sivkot and Lamed Vav, right? You shouldn't be marach at all without the ratzon hakol, and even with the ratzon hakol, not too long. It's not Shabbos, or what is it? Just wasting people's time, so to speak. Okay, so bottom line, you have to strike a balance. I know my own shul, it's true, as Josh mentioned before, I do daven a social media say. I've told the shul, not to wait. The truth is, if my shul happens to be, I'm not the only one. I'm not even the last one finished necessarily. You know, so... You have to know the shul. You have to know what the people will be willing to put up with. Again, like we said, the yeshivas, davening yeshivas, understood that the davening is more slow, so is slower than at some quick minyan. Some of the people have to go to work in the morning. Yeshiva is a slower minyan. So the question now comes up. Let's say somebody is davening, the rav is davening, and he doesn't want them to wait already, but he wants to daven slowly. So a very interesting passage, 66, to the Sefer Chassidim, Siman Tov Shin Pei Dalet. Okay, he writes, unbelievable. He says, people don't know this, but it's important din. He says, what if, he talks about himself. He writes, he says, don't do things that are going to cause people to get annoyed with you or even make fun of you. Okay, so he says, for example, he gives, if you're going to daven with your eyes closed like this, and other people are going to mock it, don't do it, right? But here's what he also says. I don't know who he's referring to. If someone's davening Amid, he's quick. Sometimes you have these chazanim, they're very fast. All right? I mean, look, you know, the truth of the matter is people should daven a little more slowly. I mean, the Gemara says, the Gemara says you should daven like you're counting money. You know, you're a little more deliberate. The story is that once they asked Reb Chaim, I don't know if it's a true story, but that's what they say. That once they asked Reb Chaim Briska, he davened the Lord quick. He was pretty quick. So, somebody asked him about it. You're one of the fastest people in the shul. He goes, "Do you ever see me count money?" So he said, "Boris said, I can't count the money very quickly." The Ragachava also is known as for davening very, very fast from an essay. Again, this is one of these stories. Who knows if it's true? But he was like the first one done. So finally, somebody had the guts to come over to the Ragachava and said, "Rebbe, it doesn't look right. You know, you're the first one done. You're the rub of the shul." So instead of taking it three steps back, why don't you chaz over some, the Ragachava, a photographic memory. So chaz over in your head some Mishnayos, some Gemaras, and then take your three steps back, right? He says, "What do you mean? I do that already." Okay, get on. But the Sefer Chassidim here, it tells the exact opposite. And it's very interesting. He says, look what it says in the third line of 50. Ani enoch, I can't. Ani osatzer kimishtach moldim, adayin lo gata shmakalenu. He would fake out the tzibur. He would bow as if he was up to modim. He's only up to Shema Kolen yet, and when he would start to daven, I would take my three steps back, keilu shesiamti tvilasi. Right, he would just move back. Oh, he's done. He wasn't done. Okay, but that's the Dhamma that Sefer Chassidim said. If you're worried, you want to keep davening, you're there, they're waiting for you, you don't want them to wait for you, and it's tichon and tzibur, and you have other supplications you want to say, it's okay, so you can bow and take a few steps back, pretend you're finished, and then you can continue afterwards. That's what the Sefer Chassidim says. Okay, otherwise you can't have proper kavona. And the Magen Avraham quotes this, Alocha and Simkuf Chafdala there, and Simkot and Zion, Kosm Sefer Chassidim. Go back and finish. Okay, so that's what the Magen Avraham writes. Okay, and the Pragadim on that Magen Avraham, the Yishol Avraham, Sivkotan Zion, says because, contrary to popular belief, Halicha is not a hefsik. Just moving to talking is a hefsik, but just moving to another place, you know, we're always careful. You shouldn't move, you don't have to. But he says, in the second line there, ki ein halicha kol kach hefsik, im lutzorach tzas. Not for no reason. Okay, you shouldn't move for no reason, but you have a good reason. That's a good reason. Okay, and it's interesting because the Gemara, it's really rooted in the Gemara. The Gemara never talks about halicha, moving, being a hefsik. Okay, in fact, the Gemara has a Mishnah, it says in Brachas Laman and Beis, right, you're supposed to daven with a very serious heart. And it says that afilo hamelech shol b'shlomo, even the king greets you, you can't interrupt. Afilo nochash karach ala kevel, even a snake. All right, now we'll see, it's not talking about a poisonous snake, obviously. Okay, the rattlesnake, you know, get the heck out of there. But the, you know, talking about like, you know, a harmless snake. I don't know, most people are scared of snakes. Anyway, around here, we don't have too many snakes. But anyway, so that's the din. So the Gemara explains, first of all, Lamed Beis of Beis, and that mission is on Lamed Beis. A couple pages later, Gemara in 71 explains, it's talking about a Melech Yisrael, a Jewish king greets you. Because he'll understand, you'll know this when I say, if a Goyish king, you're afraid he's going to, you know, it's felt the Jews, insolent Jew, insulted him, and so on and so forth, so then you can greet him, you know, to preserve your life. And the same thing, the Gemara distinguishes a snake and a scorpion. Okay, so that's in 73, then Lamed Gimel Aleph, Nachash, yeah, but it's a scorpion, no. But anyway, but the Rabbeinu Yonah, so I want to show you, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif in Brachas Chaf Aleph and Aleph 75 says, if there's a snake or whatever, and you can move away to another place, so do that. Move to another place, you know, right? Shalom Matsinu Halicha Shenikra Hefsik B'Shom Makom. We don't find that Halicha is a Hefsik. As long as you don't talk, don't interrupt me. Halicha is a Hefsik. And they're not a Hefsik. And the Rambam Paskins, Hilchasula Paragvalach Hates, right? You're not supposed to stop for any reason except for sakonis nefesh and so on. But if you have to move, so then it's okay. And if you see snakes and so on and so forth, so then you can go to another place. The Shulchan Aruch also brings a dinim. I'm not going to read all this now, but Kuf Dalad in 77, Kuf Dalad Arachayim. Right? Don't answer him, but you can. Or if something is in the way, so you can move to another place. And even there's a snake, all these things. So it's interesting. The Morgan of Rome also brings the Simon Kuv Dalat, Simkot, and Gimel 78. Okay, don't move around for no reason. Don't walk around for no good reason. But here, for good reason, there's a snake here. Or our situation, the guy wants to dive in the Kavanah. So, okay, so he can move and pretend he's taking his three steps back. In fact, as a side point, the Shari Tshuva mentions also, okay, the Shari Tshuva. Okay. Shari Tshuva in Simkot Nalav for the Asuk 79 in Simkuv Dalad, okay, he also brings this, that if somebody near the Adam Nichbad, a distinguished person, someone the Chashuva HaKol, is davening, and they're waiting for him and so on, he doesn't want them to wait, and a Marutzu Bekach, he wants to daven longer, he doesn't want to hold them up, and so on and so forth, Tichel Tzibur. So he says, not only can you walk, but of course, Mutter Olirmos L'Shat Shiz Palakadakra, he can motion, you know, he can, I've done that many times, wave, go ahead, okay, go ahead, not a problem, okay, but don't wait, and that's okay, you can also do that kind of emotioning. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. The Mishnah Berurah just on these dinim mentions, of course, you shouldn't stop even for remiza, usually. Okay, I feel it looking to quite an aleph, Sim Kuv Dalar 80. I feel a remiza ba'alma osir, but there's a reason for it. Tino kaboche, the kid kvetching. So you can motion, you can, that's okay because that's, you know, that's all right. Or it shouldn't leave, he says in Sivkot and Beis. Listen to this one. Let's say you're davening and you forgot Yalav Yovel, or forget St. Talamot, or whatever it is. and you don't know the din now, and you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you don't know the din. So this art scroll, other Siddurim, print halachas in the back of the Siddur, good. But let's say you don't have one of those Siddurim. So the Mishabur writes in Sekot and Beis, Asim Kuv Dalim, you can walk to the Sarim shelf in the back of the shul, look it up. That's what it says, look at that, okay? He said, Tzarech in if you're going to ask somebody, but even that far. But he says, certainly to walk to the back of the shul is okay. Now, full disclosure, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siv Dalad there, in Siv Kuv Dalad 81, the Aruch HaShulchan is not that thrilled with this idea that you can walk, take your 3 steps back in the middle, or you can start motioning. He doesn't think that it's right. Okay, just he said, by Kriyashma, we don't do that, so you shouldn't do it here either. And Kosher can Hiluch. So I do want to be full disclosure, the Aruch HaShulchan is not delighted with any of these options, not moving around. Okay, what do you do? I don't know, but tell him in advance not the way for you. But the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this idea of moving, but he really is more or less a Das Yochid. Okay, the Bar Heter, for example, in Simchat Vov there in Simchat Chav Dalet 82, quotes a Sefer Chassidim that he can take his 3 steps back. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, okay, can Simchat Yud Gimel says also he can make motions and so on, move around. Yochol Lelech Achra B'Shor Shemaskel Shat Afal Pisha Dain L'Gomer Tfiloso. Okay, like Mishnah Berurah brings in. Again, he has to have Kavan Al Shem Shemayim, fine. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan elsewhere, that was before I read in Simkuf Dalet, Simkuf Chav Dalet, Sifches, 84, he says the minig is to wait for the rabbi, okay, but not too long because of Torah HaTzibur. And, but Aruch HaShulchan is not supposed to motion. That's what do you do? So Aruch HaShulchan says, he tells them in advance. I've done it at my shul. I tell them, don't wait. They want to wait. There's only one Shemoneh Esrei a year where I'm insistent and they don't wait for me. And that is Ma'ariv on Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay? Ma'ariv Motzei Yom Kippur, many people are hungry and they don't feel well and so on. So if I feel I can't, I want to dive in a slow Shemoneh Esrei, so I'm going to hold everybody up. I daven a slow Shemoneh Esrei, Holy Yom Kippur. So now I'm daven a slow Shemoneh Esrei, Ma'ariv too. So I do, but I tell them, please don't wait. It's known that my shul, don't wait for that again. I Baruch Hashem, usually I fast well. But in Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, I tell them they don't have to wait. Just to finish up, there's a sefer called Pella Yoetz, which is a collection of different, like an encyclopedic collection of different concepts in Torah and Halacha. It's in 85, in the entry of Tzibur, he says, Godol chiyav kvod tzibur v'chomer isa torach tzibur. He says, "Mefurish b'shalom sefer." He's in certain svarim. Chiyav kvod tzibur v'chomer isa torach tzibur is very, very important. Okay, and therefore every talmud chacham to know that if you mark with tefilaso, so la'yazil lechazan k'tesh yom tov. Tell the chazan advance, don't wait. Okay, and he says, "Look at this. Ki mutov la'adam shi'ispal b'yochad b'beisov v'lo yatzriach al tzibur." It's better he should dam bichidus and not to mitzvah tzibur. But he says, "Tzibur mochlin al kavodam berotz lahamtim lo yovel lo yikabel." And he says, if the tzibur says we're mochlin, he shouldn't accept it. Again, you got to draw an interesting line. Just a couple of tshuvas. The Rebbe Tzion Meir Chai Uziel, who's the rabbi, first Friday rabbi Rashi, second in the same time as Rav Herzog. Rav Kook was rabbi Rashi, but then they made the two, one for Ashkenazim, one for Sfaradim. So Rav Uziel was the Sfaradi Rosh Yeshiva, the Chuvis Mishpate Uziel, Chela Gimel Chayuk Orachai and Simon Zayin, has a discussion about this topic, and he quotes, is it right to wait? What about Tirchum Tzibura? So it's a long Chuvah, which you're welcome to read. He says, he quotes some of the sources, and he says, certainly you shouldn't wait, but, okay, he does clarify on the second page. Ulanias daiti nira show nimer diber amor ela leinan misha marechem tos betachnunim shemina brachas obo sofus milos bechol bracha. He thinks the whole thing only applies. You don't have to wait for the rav. That's if he's adding extra words, adding extra things, and so on. He quotes that machta shekel. But other than that, you should wait. Okay, and he says people come to shul know the practice in that shul. And that's it. It's like they come with that das. It's like they were mochel. They don't have to announce. He says, "I'm mochel," right? And ein l'shanos minish and kibum and ogbo tzibur. The tzibur accepted this upon himself. That's the way it is, and you're not supposed to change it. On the other hand, again, he writes, "Mekol mochel mitzvah kol yisrael." If you don't also don't do it too much, okay? But in any event, that's the language of the mishpat de'uziel. And again, you have to strike that balance. People should show kavod, we shouldn't bring it on too long. The interesting thing in the Tzals of Chuvis, Rav Moshe Sternbach, Chuvis on Hargus, Chelek Aleph, Shem Kuf Tes Zayin, he quotes the Ramah and so on. He mentions, and he quotes a Chuvah Mekiva Eger that is not found in a regular Chuvis Mekiva Eger. That's what I wanted to read to you. He says, Mitzuyin etzli al zed dvarm nifloy me'agona Mekiva Eger, that's what the abbreviation says, Agona Mekiva Eger, b'tshuva shenitfesu mechadosh, newly printed, Tavshin Membeis. That's very not so new, but it's not in the regular collection, Shuvas Vikibeger. And Simon Hay, and he writes, V'yevshur l'shanos b'inyan amtona arava bezin b'shas ha'tfila. Makol misode torasena tosh ha'emlon mizlon nazua. He says, don't change the minute to wait for the Rav. That's the minute. We don't change minhagim. And he goes on, he says, because we're going to get rid of that minig, so people start getting the other minhagim in shul. Well, we don't have to do this, we don't have to do that, we don't have to do the other thing. And he said, it's the old slippery slope. So therefore, he says, that you have to keep this minig as well. And therefore, he's against this idea that some shul wanted to make a takana, we're not going to wait for the Rav. And he says, it's against this, so we keep eger, it's poged, the cover of the Rav, and so on. And he says, they don't think it's right. And he quotes on the chorus we have, okay? And he also says something else. It's okay, quotes the Chazon Ish in the last paragraph, 87. He says, it's okay for the Rav to be mochel, but the Rav shouldn't mochel all the time. Shouldn't mochel all the time. Okay? In other words, for certain reasons, you can mochel on your cupboard. But if you mochel all the time, then people are not going to stop treating the cupboard because they say, ah, you mochel anyway. So the Rav should mochel once in a while. It's okay, but not too often. Okay? Just to finish up, what's the idea of davening slowly? So again, there's a Gemara Bracha, Islam Beis and Beis presents a contradiction. On the one hand, the Gemara says, Amr Chana, Amr Chanina, we'll finish with this, Kala Marech B'Tfilaso, Ein Chatfilaso Chazeres Reikam. The Tfil will not come back empty-handed. How do we know? Because it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Espal Hashem, and Hashem answered him. I printed the Psukim for you on the next page, 90s in parts, Eikav, Perek, Tes, Pasuk, Hovav, Espal Hashem, Omar Hashem, Elohim, etc. And Chaz Baruch answered, Perek, Good, Pasuk, Good, after Anokha Marati Bahar, and son, Vayishma Hashem, Elai Gamba, Pamahi. Okay. Moshe's prayers were answered because he was marach b'tfilaso. He was marach b'tfilaso. Okay. On the other hand, the Gemara says Eini on the second line of 88. List on that page. Amar b'chia ba'abar b'yochanan kolamarach b'tfilaso ma'ayin rosov bo'ed they cave late. If you daven too slowly, think about every word, and you contemplate and so on, and your ma'ayin, it's going to bring you to a heart attack, cave late, a pain in your heart, chest pain. And it quotes a pasuk in Mishlei Tocheles b'mshicha machla leiv. Okay. And that's understood, it's a play on words and so on, but you'll get sick from it. What does it mean you get sick? So, and how you get better, you should say, it's chayim yinu achdin, well, fine. But, I printed them for you, but what's the idea? Because if you think that if I daven slowly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer my tefillahs the way I want him to, and then it doesn't work out that way, there'll be tremendous depression. You don't have to do this. If you daven slowly, it should be davening with the, to understand the words, but not and to mean the words, but not to, because now Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do what I wanted, and that's why the Gemara says in 94, the Shulchan Aruch, it says in 94, Siman Sadi Ches if hey, Al Yachshov Ro'u Hu Shiyasek Kodesh Baruch Hu Kodesh So Kavan Shekavan Kimanti B'Tfilasi. Don't say, oh, now Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen to me, I had great kavan, this is a great davening, I had great kavan, Mamash had great kavan, this whole davening. Ki Adrab, Zemaz Kavan also saw them. Because Baruch Hu now start looking a little more closely. Oh, this guy's got, let me look into his case. Oh, he did this X, Y, and Z wrong. You know, better, I should remain anonymous, right? Ella, if you want to daven slowly, Yachshav Shiaz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chasto, B'yom HaBeliva, Mi Ani, Dalva Nivze, No Levakesh, Bo Levakesh, Meis Melach, Vachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Lo Merov, Chasodov, Shum Misnaig, Bohem, Embryosov. That's what you think about. I'm davening slowly, not because I think it guarantees my proper answer my tefillah, because this is the way I want to serve and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to strike the balance. You have to know the shul. You have to know the yeshiva. You have to know the people davening with you. Okay, it's a good idea not to go overboard and extend this one essay too long. What's too long? Again, depends. Depends on the tzibur. If a lot of people davening slowly, then it's different. And as far as motion to not to wait, so certainly you can snap or to move your fingers, even perhaps even walk over. And it's better to that, do that than to shorten your Shmoneh Esrei. But all of this is rooted around the question of tircha de tzibur, the respect you have to have for the tzibur, even in a certain sense over the respect for the Rav. That's the notion of tircha de tzibur or kavod tzibur. So this is one aspect of that inyan. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos.